Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 240. Can we dwell too much on the sacrifice of Christ? At this holiday season, many people around the world are listening to Handel's Messiah. One of the grandest anthems is Behold the Lamb of God. Then there is a beautiful section that dwells on the sufferings and the sacrifice of Christ. And the oratorio ends with Worthy is the Lamb that was slain and the magnificent Amen chorus. Can we dwell too much on the sacrifice of Christ? His high priestly ministry in the heavenly sanctuary is also important and must not be neglected. But Paul helps us understand the balance. Every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore it is of necessity that this man Christ have somewhat also to offer. The content of that somewhat is vitally important, for if one does not appreciate what kind of sacrifice Christ made as the Lamb of God, he cannot appreciate his high priestly ministry. And further, Christ cannot serve as high priest if he does not have an adequate sacrifice to offer. Hence, the cross is essential to his successful high priestly ministry. It cannot be dwelt upon too much. Paul said he could glory in nothing else. When he came to Corinth, he told the people, I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. There is a width and length and depth and height of the love revealed at the cross that it is our privilege to comprehend. What's encouraging is to realize that the vision, the comprehension, of the cross cleanses our human hearts of pride, selfishness, lust, and love of the world. It makes right deep in our hearts what was wrong. Isaac Watts, a wise man, said, When I survey the wondrous cross / on which the Prince of Glory died, / my richest gain I count but loss, / and pour contempt on all my pride. As the Israelites who were bitten by the poisonous snakes looked to the serpent on the tree, so we look to the cross and we are healed. But this is not magic or superstition. It is life in a look.